We went kind of long in the first two segments today, so it means we'll have to reschedule Pope Leo for another time, but he's a forgiving type of guy. So with the time we do have left, I have a question for you. Who won the 2020 presidential election? Simple question. Well, not for everyone. Let's go back to the Senate confirmation hearing of Jay Clayton for DNI director this past week. Listen to what happened when Senator John Ossoff asked Clayton that simple question.
Clayton, welcome. Congratulations on your nomination. You have an obligation to be honest and forthright with this committee, correct?
Yes.
And is it the case in the Juan Orlando Hernandez case that the President of the United States pardoned a man who had worked with the Sinaloa cartel to facilitate massive narco-trafficking into the United States?
I don't remember the specifics of that case.
He was convicted in your district.
He was convicted. Yeah. We convict right. A lot of people for a lot of drugs.
Convicted of narco-trafficking, yes?
I believe so.
No, so at massive scale, yes?
Well, you're telling me what I know. That's kind of I'll take your word for it. He was a convicted narco trafficker.
Did the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, pardon a convicted narco trafficker?
I believe we just discussed that. The President provided a pardon, yes.
Yes or no? Did the President of the United States pardon a convicted narco trafficker?
Yes.
Who won the 2020 election?
I'm not going to do this with you.
This is a job interview. We've established that you have an obligation to be honest and forthright with the committee. Yes, you do have an obligation to be honest and forthright with the committee.
Yes.
Who won the 2020 election?
Like I said, I'm not going to get into that with you.
But you do have an obligation to be honest and forthright with the committee.
Is anything that I just said not honest or forthright?
Yes, you're not being honest or forthright. All Who right, won the 2020 election?
I think I've answered
election?
The question. We can keep doing this.
Well, we're going to keep doing it because you're not being honest and forthright.
No, I'm not going to engage in the theater.
It's a simple question, Mr. Clayton.
And I've answered
Who won the 2020 presidential election?
I've answered it.
You're here asking for the support of senators to lead America's intelligence community. We've established that you have an obligation to be honest and forthright with this committee and with the American public, but you refuse to answer a simple matter of fact about the 2020 election. Is that right?
No, that's not right.
Then answer the question. Who won the 2020 election?
I have answered the question.
Answer it. What is your answer?
I've given you my answer.
What is your answer? You refuse to answer a basic question about who won a presidential election, but you asked to lead America's intelligence community? Isn't it humiliating to be unable to answer this question, to have to indulge the president's delusions?
Man, since we're listening to some audio from this past week, here's the latest from our friend Pete Hegseth, in case you missed this one. It's Hegseth once again demonstrating just how eager that he is to be the clown. Give it to us, Petey.
At the Department of War, we have the most elite warriors on the face of the earth. Every single day, you are pushed to your absolute physical and mental limits to master the profession of arms. We demand your all, and you give it. But while we invest heavily in our weapon systems, platforms, and gear, our most decisive tactical advantage will always be the individual warfighter. We have a sacred duty to maintain that advantage, which is why we must constantly look for new ways to optimize your performance, your resilience, and your long-term health. And to meet that commitment today, I'm authorizing a new screening program for testosterone deficiency for our service members, ensuring you have the right testosterone levels to operate at your absolute best. Because it's well-established science that as we age, testosterone levels often naturally drop. Under the supervision of our world-class medical professionals, warfighters age 30 and older are going to be tested annually as part of their periodic health assessment. It's a health assessment that happens every year. We're just adding this test. Those under 30 can voluntarily choose to get the test as well. If treatment is recommended, it's entirely your choice to receive testosterone replacement therapy. This initiative, it's not about artificial enhancement. It's about restoring and optimizing your natural capabilities, protecting your longevity, and ensuring you have the biological foundation required to sustain the fight. We owe our warriors the absolute best medical care in the world, and this program delivers on that obligation. Taking care of your long-term health means ensuring you remain strong, resilient, and capable, not just for your next deployment, but for the rest of your life, so you can thrive long after you take off the uniform. As we know, the modern battlefield is brutal and unrelenting. It requires and demands maximum psychological and mental readiness. And by addressing these health markers early, we're keeping you on the leading edge of lethality and giving you the same level of support that you give this nation, the absolute best. Godspeed, keep going, and God bless.